And my third question, I guess, goes to a more specific issue within that, which is the two smelters in Victoria. We heard about the terrific progress being made, certainly in WA. In Victoria, our two smelters, many people argue, are heavily subsidised in terms of the price we pay for power and are supplied by some of the dirtiest brown coal-fired stations in the world. There's been a number of discussions over many years about expanding Portland, putting in another pot line, and there's been talk about gas as an alternative power source for that. Where are we at with the whole negotiations with the Victorian government, negotiations with potential gas suppliers, and the long-term future of those smelters? I think the power contracts expire in 2014 and 2016, respectively. It's been 5 years of debate, and we didn't really hear much today on where the whole situation is at, so I'd be interested to hear from you on that. Thank you.
In terms of power, as I said in my speech and addressed, I think, quite comprehensively, the AWAC smelters in Australia are amongst the most efficient in the world. It's not accidental that the level of greenhouse gas emissions per each tonne of aluminium produced at our smelters has reduced since 1990 from about 5 tonnes to 2 tonnes. That's something we're extraordinarily proud of, and that's a measure of the intensity in improving emissions at our smelting process. So I can also speak on behalf of the Australian aluminium industry, and I'm chairman of the Aluminium Council, that the performance at all of the other company smelters here in Australia has been of a similar level and amongst the best in the world. So those are steps that have actively been taken, that have actively been addressed over the last 20 years. Here in Victoria, most of Victoria's power, not all, but most of it, of course, is supplied from power stations in the Latrobe Valley, which use brown coal as its energy source. Brown coal, as I indicated, has higher relative emissions compared with, say, black coal or compared with natural gas or with, say, hydroelectric power. And that is a very substantial resource that Victoria has. The power generation capability in Victoria has been a very important part of the economic growth and the strength of the economy in this state. The emissions from those power stations will need to be addressed over a period of time. It's not an easy solution. It will require technology. We're aware of a number of the power generators evaluating options such as coal drying, other options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I'm very confident they will all be part of that factor coming in. Equally, we will also evaluate, as I referred to in my speech, other sources of energy supply for the long term as well. We, like many other aluminium producers around the world, have competitive power contracts. That's important. The Point Henry and Portland smelters do have competitive power contracts, similar to many of other smelting operations around the world. Power contracts are in place until 2014 and until 2016. We have and we will continue the negotiations, or Alcoa of Australia will, to replace those contracts. We are confident that we can replace those contracts. As I said, these are very efficiently managed smelters. They are very cost competitive. They are well run, and they provide jobs for 2,000 employees in this state. A slightly long-winded answer, but I think it is important that we look at and understand all of those factors. I hope I've addressed all of the issues. Thank you.
Thank you, John.